Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and you guessed it, it is time once again for WAMC's very own Ian Pickus to ask me some questions. Ian, how are you?
I'm doing well. You know I love this very much, but before we can play this week's show, we still have your challenge from last time to clear up.
Start with the word combination. Drop one letter, and you can rearrange the result to spell a two-word phrase, two letters, eight letters, for what a lazy person has. What is the phrase?
Well, Mike, if you ditch the C, you can spell no ambition.
Which also describes a couple of people on this show sometimes.
Well, Mike, on this date in 1907, St. Louis Cardinals pitcher Ed Carger pitched a perfect game against the Boston Doves, a 3-0 victory in St. Louis. But it was the second game of a doubleheader and had only been scheduled for 7 innings. So that perfect game is not officially recognized by Major League Baseball as one of the sport's 23 as of this show. In honor of the perfect game that wasn't, today's show is all about other perfect games.
I predict my performance will not be one of them.
On Yogi Berra Day in 1999, which marked the Yankees Hall of Fame catcher's first visit back to the stadium since he was fired as manager 14 years earlier, Yankees pitcher David Cone threw an 88-pitch perfect game against Montreal. In attendance that day was retired pitcher Don Larsen, the only player in the sport's history to pitch a perfect game when?
During the World Series?
It was Game 5 of the 1956 World Series, a 2-0 win over Brooklyn, and Larsen was pitching to Yogi Berra. The 2009 film, The Perfect Game, is based on the 1957 Little League World Series. That was the first to be won by a non-U.S. team, the Monterrey, Mexico Industrial Little League. The film's title comes from the fact that pitcher Angel Macias threw the tournament's first and only perfect game in the championship game to seal the win. That title game took place in the birthplace of Little League in Williamsport in what U.S. state?
Pennsylvania.
Absolutely right. And Little League was founded there in 1939 with 3 teams. The organization now is in 80 countries and has 2.4 million players per year. Then Arizona Diamondbacks manager Bob Brenly summed up Randy Johnson's 2004 perfect game against the Atlanta Braves by saying, quote, "It was one of those nights where a superior athlete was on top of his game." In addition to tossing one of just 23 perfectos, Johnson is also one of the game's tallest pitchers ever. At 6'10", Johnson is 3 inches taller than what current Yankees right field sensation?
The much lauded and applauded Aaron Judge.
All rise. You are correct.
Don't say that.
There's the Red Sox fan coming through. On July 28, 1994, Texas Rangers lefty Kenny Rogers needed 98 pitches to toss a perfect game against the California Angels. The Rangers were paced offensively by home runs from Jose Canseco and Ivan Rodriguez, who joined the Hall of Fame last month. Rogers would pitch only 2 more times that summer, including a loss on August 7th. Why?
Major League Baseball went on strike.
You're absolutely right. Baseball stopped August 12th and did not resume until the next April. That was only the second time the World Series has not been played. Only 2 teams have had 3 perfect games in their history: the Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Only 2 teams have had 3 perfect games thrown against them: the Dodgers, and what 1998 expansion team, which became the second Major League franchise in Florida?
So at the time, they were the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. So is that officially the answer?
We'll go with the Rays / Devil Rays. Same franchise. Well, Mike Nothnagel was close to perfect as we turned the tables here. How well did you do? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can slide into the homepage of WAMC.org and then surf over to the Any Questions page to revisit those questions that Ian just asked me, or to take a look at some extra credit questions that Ian has for all of us. There's an extra innings joke in there somewhere, but I won't make it. But first, Ian, the challenge.
Start with the word no hitters. Rearrange the letters and you can spell a 6-letter noun and a 3-letter verb you do on the noun. What are the words? Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, you get to work on that challenge, and we'll do this same time next week.
We'll see you then.